Hey, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center. And let's start by taking three nourishing breaths longer on the exhale. So breathing in for four, holding it for a moment or two, and breathing out for six. Breathing in for four, and breathing out for six. Let this last one out with a sigh. Okay, letting your breath find its natural rhythm. Relaxing your eyes and your eyebrows. Releasing your jaws. Imagining that little important smile to the outside corners of your lips that's so important to tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. Kind of like the gentle smile of a Buddha. And dropping that smile down into your throat, into your neck, relaxing and releasing and softening. Now letting your shoulder blades melt down your back. Dropping into your chest, into your heart, and taking a beat or two there. Just to check it out. So your awareness is on your breath and also on your heart. Dropping down into your abs and letting them go. Releasing your hips into what you're sitting on. Really feeling the support underneath you. Letting your thighs and your knees release. Your calves and your ankles and your feet. And then letting relaxation flow from both your shoulders down to your fingertips. Softening your hands. You may want to place a hand or hands where you find it soothing. It could be your heart or cradling your face or hugging your arms or just holding your hands, but one of these places that you find soothing just as a gentle reminder of the gift you're giving yourself today, your practice, benefiting you, benefiting us, benefiting all. And when your hands are weary, just relaxing and releasing them where they're comfortable. And again, noticing your in-breath and your out-breath, really skating the breath in your awareness from the gap before you breathe in, through the in-breath, to the gap at the top, through the out-breath. You're right here, right now, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Resting your awareness on your breathing. Next time your mind wanders, bringing it gently back to your breath and using it as an opportunity to re-relax anywhere that you might be clutching or clinging. Release, let go. Letting your mind settle. Now opening your ears and seeing, other than my voice, what sounds you hear in your environment. I hear an airplane going by. You're still noticing your breath, but you're also noticing your hearing. Now shifting your awareness, letting go of your hearing. You're still resting in your breathing, of course, but now notice the temperature of the air on your skin. Letting that go now and noticing whatever light is coming in through your closed eyelids, or if you have a gentle downward gaze through your peripheral soft focus, any lights or shapes. Switching your awareness once more to feeling everywhere your body is touching something. For me, it's a chair, it's whatever you're sitting on, all the places where your body's making contact. Now imagining roots growing from your body through whatever it is that you're making contact with. Not in a harsh way, in a gentle way, but really reaching down through the floor and the foundation into the earth, which is welcoming and warm. Just unspooling these roots. You're flexible up here, up top. You can sway, you can move. But down below there, you're solid. And as your roots move out like tendrils horizontally, you notice you're holding hands with all the other roots. Sharing joy, sharing nourishment, sharing life. Strong and flexible. Now, coming back to yourself, knowing that you're strong and flexible, centering your breathing in your heart, really feeling like you're breathing in and out through your heart, in your chest. And asking yourself the question, what would I like or need to hear right now? And coming from your strong and flexible place, giving yourself that answer. It could be a word or a phrase, something that you'd like to hear right now that would feel good. This too shall pass. Everything's going to be okay. You're doing a great job. You've got this. Whatever it is. From your heart wisdom and your tree wisdom. Now that you've filled up the nooks and crannies that might have wanted or needed something, you have the room now to give a thought, a wish, a prayer, a word, a phrase to others. Choosing specific recipients or classes of persons or the planet in general. May you have ease. May you be free from suffering. May you have hope. Thank you. just taking a few moments of quiet, open awareness meditation. Just noticing what thoughts or feelings or emotions might arise and seeing if you can let them drift through the big sky of your awareness. Taking in the words of this poem as you stay in the meditation, just allowing it to roll through your mind. "The Chairs That No One Sits In" by Billy Collins. You see them on porches and on lawns down by the lakeside, usually arranged in pairs, implying a couple who might sit there and look out at the water or the big shade trees. The trouble is, you never see anyone sitting in these forlorn chairs, though at one time it must have seemed a good place to stop and do nothing for a while. Sometimes there's a little table between the chairs where no one is resting a glass or placing a book face down. It might be none of my business, but it might be a good idea one day for everyone who placed those vacant chairs on a veranda or a dock to sit down in them for the sake of remembering whatever it was they thought deserved to be viewed from two chairs side by side with a table in between. The clouds are high and massive that day. The woman looks up from her book. The man takes a sip of his drink. Then there's nothing but the sound of their looking, the lapping of lake water, and a call of one bird, then another, cries of joy or warning. It passes the time to wonder which. Now wiggling your toes and your fingers, hearing the sound of my chimes all the way to the end, and then coming back into the space.
Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.